Continuing the conversation now on a Tuesday. It's July 30th, which means the Democrats are coming to town. It's a two-day event. 10 Democrats today. The big names out front, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren out front tonight, and then Kamala Harris and Joe Biden tomorrow with Cory Booker flanking off to one side. Of course, you've got several other candidates trying to make a name for themselves. Could be fiery, could be exciting. Let's get a check-in from Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the RNC. Ronna, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
Always good to have you here. The Fox Theater Detroit, the focus of the political universe for many today, including 20 candidates running for president on the Democratic side. But I've been doing some reading here. The New York Times last week said Michigan is everything in 2020. It all comes down to Michigan. Bloomberg, brand new article today, Ronna, saying the same thing. Michigan is going to be the decider for the 2020 election. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. Michigan is has been a flyover state for many, many years in the presidential contest. I know when I became Michigan chair, it was one of my goals to have Michigan go back on the radar. And here we are as a battleground state, and we should be because we have manufacturing, we have agriculture. We're a state that represents so many other states in this country, and we deserve to have people compete for our votes and be decisive and or be important in deciding who the next president will be.
All right, so here's where the battle lines may fall out in 2020. We'll hear about some of this tonight on the debate stage, I'm quite sure. You've got a whole group of Democrats that have surged left, to say the least, farther left than even the outliers from 4 years ago. And you've got that going on. But meanwhile, you've got Donald Trump, who is in these Twitter wars back and forth with Elijah Cummings or the mob squad, the four freshman lawmakers and so forth. And according to some studies, some polling I've looked at, this does not sit well with some suburban moms, which have been key to his election in 2016. But those same suburban moms don't like the Democrat Party going all the way left into the ditch. So what does the election shape up like in your mind right now?
Well, I think the president is bringing to focus, as he talks about Baltimore and being close to Detroit, we recognize that Democrats have held the reins of many of these urban areas for so long. I'm sorry. And crime has continued to increase. They're not fixing education. And the president, to Elijah Cummings and other Democrats, is saying, you know, you're focused on getting healthcare for people coming to this country illegally. You're focused on open borders and sanctuary cities, but you're not taking a look at the people in your own district who need our help. And why aren't we focusing on those issues instead of how do we help illegal people come into this country and vote and get all the same rights as people who are here legally and are paying taxes and deserve the time and attention of their representatives?
Well, they certainly want illegal aliens voting in some places as well, Ron. So you got the Green New Deal, open borders. Some want a 90% income tax, a wealth tax, a death tax, the voting age to be 16 in some cases. I mean, the list of far-left radical ideas goes on and on and on. I agree with you. And by the way, I don't think calling out Elijah Cummings and saying, you know, Baltimore has a big problem with rats and rodents, which apparently was also observed by Bernie Sanders and the mayor last year in that city and a whole host of other folks. It's not like it's big news. But then when Donald Trump says it, it's racist. I mean, come on. I mean, can we not criticize anybody we don't agree with anymore because they're people of color? We're not allowed to have a criticism? That's nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Kwame Kilpatrick's in jail right now because of corruption. We have corruption right now in Detroit with a massive investigation going on with the $200 million that went to Detroit for blight removal that there's been all types of issues with. So I think it's fair to call out our leaders. And right now we have a media that doesn't focus on the issues that we have right here at home, the drugs in our country that's ravaging every community, rural and urban, the crime that we're seeing in cities like Baltimore, which has higher crime rates, murder rates than El Salvador, than Honduras. I mean, it is really shameful what's happening right here at home, and the media doesn't focus on it. And the president is saying, you deserve better. His message to the people of Baltimore and the people of Detroit is, you know what, the Democrat Party, they run, they take your vote for granted, and you deserve better. And it's time to take a look at a different party, because under this president, African-American unemployment is at an all-time low, and wages are up, and the poverty rates have gone down for African-Americans. And by the way, he's the one who passed criminal justice reform that's reuniting families and getting rid of these overburdensome sentences for nonviolent drug crimes. This is the president that's doing that, who's given loan forgiveness to HBCUs, but it's not being covered. And so what he's saying is stop taking advantage of voters to the Democrat Party. Stop paying lip service. It's time to actually get things done. And I think that's a conversation that isn't being had enough in this country.
Well, you know, and I want to touch on this because on the day after the election, on November 9, 2016, the Baltimore Sun newspaper ran an op-ed saying Donald Trump was right about the inner cities in America and the problems and the plight and the blight and the rats and all of those things, and said that Donald Trump should follow through on his campaign idea of declaring a national emergency for many, many inner city areas in the United States. Do you think he should follow up on that now? Is it a conversation we had? Because more people are talking about Baltimore today and the problems that Baltimore has than probably anybody in 20 years. I mean, Baltimore's getting the focus now. And should the president take that to...
It's not just Baltimore. You know, I travel the country, Steve. The homeless issue in Portland, in Seattle, in Austin, in Los Angeles. I mean, this is rampant across our country. Many of these homeless are mentally ill or they're former veterans. And here's where the Democrat Party is. Let's make sure we're taking care of people coming to this country illegally. And I think their priorities are wrong. We need to help the people that are here right now that we represent and fix these problems, the drug problems, the mental illness problems. How do we take care of these veterans who are homeless? And Democrats aren't focusing on that. Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, who represents San Francisco, which has a huge homeless problem. And so I think the president has shifted the conversation and really highlighted the failures of leadership of the Democrat Party, and many of them who serve in African-American communities who have not made a difference being there for decades and made lives better.
I agree with that. You know, right now there are 50,000 homeless vets in America. There are about 12.5 million children living in poverty as the sun comes up today. Maybe they should be the priority over bringing in waves of new people that have poverty and problems. I don't disagree with your assessment there. Okay, so the big event starts tonight at 8 o'clock. Joe Biden probably the most to lose for the Democrats. But is there anybody there you'd prefer to see the president run against in 2020, or does it not matter to you? I'll give you the last word.
You know, what we're seeing is a total reshaping of the Democrat Party as a socialist party. Government is the answer for everything, which means everybody's going to pay significantly more in taxes and have less control. They'll take away your choices, who your doctor is going to be, what procedures you can get, where you can go to school, what your degree will be. I mean, everything will be held in the reins of politicians. And you look at these socialist nations, people end up in poverty and politicians end up wealthy. It's a frightening path that they're taking us on. And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are leading the way, but all the rest are following, and Joe Biden's right there with them.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, the last question is, how much of my paycheck do they think they're entitled to? We'll leave it right there, Ronna, because that's kind of what it comes down to. I greatly appreciate you being here, as always.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Ronna McDaniel, everybody, chairwoman for the RNC, a Michigan native, of course. All the greatest things come from Michigan. This part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. If you're looking for a great new job, you can get started today. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner, and away you go.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Dudley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.